I need the Lord's help this morning. I remember a few years ago, Sister Margaret Eck wrote a book, kind of writing it to her family. The title of that book was Lest We Forget. And she would remind them of the things that the Lord had done for them, put it in a book so they wouldn't forget. Today is a reminder to us each one, Thanksgiving Day, lest we forget. I'm glad that our country still recognizes this day. You know what? It could be different. There are other things about God that they're wanting to forget. But they're willing for this one to still be remembered. I'm thankful for that. I would like for us for a little bit to just look back. You think about the pilgrims. When they came over, had a hard struggle. Some of them died, but God blessed their efforts. And the next day, that next year, things started improving for them. And they didn't say, tell you what, look how we have done. They said, we got to give thanks. We want to give thanks to God. And I wonder, what was it like on the day when they met together for the meal? Maybe there was a leader that said, folks, we have so much to be thankful for that God has given us this past year. Before we pray, let's read a few verses. And I'd like to give you just a few of them in starting. To me, maybe he would have read Psalms 136 and 1 that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Maybe he gave Psalms 92 and 1. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Maybe it was Psalms 103 and 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There are so many verses that are reminders to us, each one. Jesus gave us an example, and I'd like for us to look at it this morning in Matthew 15:36. Jesus, the one that can perform miracles, do anything. He says in the 36th verse, he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks, giving us an example. You know, real easily he could have told that crowd, I'm fixing to show you something. Something you've never seen before. Watch here. Did he do it? Nuh-uh. He took it right back to the Father. Father, I want to thank you that you're providing for these folks. It's a reminder to me. You know, I've been raised to, before we eat, bow your head and thank the Lord. I don't want that to ever become just a routine. Okay, we got to do it before we eat. I want to remember the provisions that God gives me is always from Him. I don't ever want it to be that I get the feeling my hand hath gotten me this. One of the dangers is in Romans 1 and 21 that it came to a people said when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, and they were unthankful. And that was just the beginning of their problems. As it went on down, the rejection of God grew great. And it's kind of a reminder to us today of our country and where it can go when we don't give thanks to God for the things that He has given us. Paul, when he was talking to them on Mars Hill, he let them know, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Lest we forget, I want us this morning to remember, if I draw another breath, it's because God gives it to me. If I am able to get up tomorrow morning feeling well, it really wasn't because of the vitamins I took. It was because God let me see the light of another day. Lest we forget. In Psalms, the 100th chapter, there's just a little piece there that I'd like to pick up. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. I like to read stories of people that have come into this country with nothing, worked hard and became successful. And you know, if we're not real careful, we will believe He did it. Folks, we need to remember, everything comes from God. If He allows you to be successful, it came from God. We don't want to take that credit for it. And there was a warning to God's chosen people I'd like to look at that. Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter. Remember when he's going to bring them into the land of Canaan? There's a danger here because they're fixing to get a plenty. And here it starts telling, and I don't want to read it all, but in the 7th verse, the Lord thy God is going to bring you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, fountains, depths that spring out of valleys and hills. And it goes on down here for several verses, the great things that you're going to be allowed to have. Folks, I want to tell you, these verses remind me of America. The things that God has allowed us to have, the prosperity that God has allowed us to have. But along with it, he says in the 10th verse, when thou hast eaten and art full, bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Be real careful when you have all these things that the Lord blesses you with. Be real careful, because he comes down in that 11th verse and he gives us one word of warning. Beware. That 12th verse says, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, built goodly houses and dwelt therein, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, all these things start happening, that improvement is being made in my situation, then thine heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord thy God. And not just that, but it goes on down to the 17th verse. Not only do I forget the Lord my God, but I start saying something else. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Folks, in the United States of America, if we're not careful, us, saved people, can start doing that. I would never say it out loud, but do I ever let the thought even present itself to me that, man, you've been able to be successful in this area, or each one of us. Folks, America has profited over the last couple hundred years. We all, no matter how bad our trouble comes, we're in great situation compared to a lot of other countries. If I'm not careful, within my heart I can start saying, my hand hath gotten me this wealth. And when I do that, it destroys thanksgiving. The thanks that I need to send back to God for what he has done for me. It happened to Nebuchadnezzar. After he was warned to turn from his ways, one day he walks in his palace and he looks out and he says, is not this great Babylon that I have built? We need each one to be careful in this prosperous land that we have, that we not allow that to happen. There's another instance. You remember where Jesus had the 10 lepers come to him begging for help? We need it so bad. And he told them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. They left, and on the way, all 10 of them were healed. And instead, one returned to give thanks. Have you ever had somebody, you do something for them, and they come back and tell you, I want you to know I appreciate that. Thank you for doing that for me. And have you ever said, oh, don't worry about that. You don't need to thank me. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus said, where are the 9? I healed 10 of them. Where are the 9 that didn't come back with thanksgiving? We have a verse that tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. We have an opportunity to come to the Lord and tell him we'd like for our situation to be improved. But folks, every one of us has something today to be thankful for. So this morning, I'd like for us to take a little test. I did it, and I thought I was doing real well. If you were to put on a scale of 0 to 100%, how thankful are you? If you look back over your life, how thankful have you been? How thankful have I been? And when I first thought of this, I said, well, I believe I'd maybe be 100%. I try to remember every time I eat to pray and thank the Lord for it. And I've tried to be real careful when he gives me good things to tell him thanks for it. Let me go ahead and take down 100%. Well, before you do it, let me continue on, because I didn't do so well by the time he got through with me. Because there's a verse that I would like to give to us today that takes us to another level of thanksgiving. That verse is in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You've probably all seen the picture that Norman Rockwell painted of the Thanksgiving Day scene, the table loaded with food, the family all around it. A wonderful picture of Thanksgiving. This verse says, in everything give thanks. Should our situation change in America, will my Thanksgiving go away? Do I have thanks that goes to another level besides just, Lord, I'll be thankful if you give me good things? This says, in everything. There was in Daniel, here he was serving God. It wasn't his fault that he was taken as a slave. He was serving God, taken into a foreign country. But his situation improved. He was moved up toward the top. It says in Daniel 6 and 10, said he kneeled upon his knees and he prayed 3 times a day as he had done before. What was happening at this time? There was a good chance that he would lose his life that day because it had just been declared, no one is to pray to any other god but the king. You pray only to the king for the next 30 days. And yet he opened his windows to Jerusalem again and he gave thanks. Gave thanks for what? What did he have favorable for him? To me, what he gave thanks for was that in a foreign land, God would still go with him. God would be right there with him. And I'd like to tell you, there are times where each of us is going to have something less than perfect in our life. And if I'm only thankful for the good, I'm going to miss out on a great blessing. There is a verse, a song, that says, life is easy when you're up on the mountain. And you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change, and you're down in the valley. That's when faith is really put to the test. It says, for the God of the mountains is still God of the valleys. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God of the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. Something to really be thankful for. Remember Job? When troubles came his way and his wife came to the point and said, why don't you curse God and die? And his response was, shall we not receive good and also evil? And in all this, he didn't sin with his lips. There's another song that came to me this morning. Thanksgiving in the time of adversity. This song says, many times burdens drive me to my knees, and I wonder what the reason can be for the things that bring me pain, for the days filled with rain. Then my tears like a river start flowing again. Many times I cried, Jesus, hear my plea. Precious Savior, have mercy on me. Then my faith grows stronger, and I understand that nothing can touch me except it pass through His hand. Folks, I want to tell you, Thanksgiving Day is something a lot deeper than a big turkey on the table. Things are going well for us today because there is a very good chance it will turn for us. Let's not let it be that, okay, Lord, I'll be thankful when there's plentiful, when it's plentiful. But Lord, there's a place that I can be thankful in adversity. It says, nothing can touch me, though life's billows may roll. Nothing can touch me, for He's still in control. Nothing can touch me unless He says it can, for nothing can touch me unless it passes through His hand. Job saw that. Satan saw that. In the first chapter of Job, where Satan tells the Lord, yes, He is serving you, and He's happy in doing it, because you put a hedge about Him. I can't touch Him. Folks, I want to tell you, that needs to be a consolation to each one of us today. That those things that come our way, nothing can touch me. Like we heard last night, it's not able to touch me unless God says, okay, I will allow it for a purpose. And when that happens, there is a purpose in it. And that is to help me to make heaven my home in the end. To maybe perfect something in me that would not be done any other way. We have another song, song number 196, that says, how safe is the soul that abides in the Lord, not just in the good days, but in the bad days, a safety net around us. Another verse of that song says, a wall of salvation upon every side, strong bulwarks presents to the foe. It is something that I am very thankful for. And I want to be able to go to a different depth than just, this is now November 24th, 25th, and it's time for me to remember and reflect on the things that I have to be thankful for. Folks, there are things that's going to come our way. I look at the aging process, and I used to hear about the golden years, and it doesn't look too golden for many people. But you know what? There's a place that when we come into that place, we can still be thankful. Because the Lord has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm thankful for that. Jesus left us an example of giving thanks in adversity. Many times I've heard it before and just overlooked it. When we're in ordinance service and it says Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks, what does that symbolize? He knew what was coming shortly. In just a little bit, he knew the pain and suffering and death that would be his. And he thanked God for it because he knew that's the only way I'd be saved. And he gave thanks for it. There was another place, John the 12th chapter, when he said, what will I say? My time is coming. What am I going to say? Am I going to say, Father, save me from this hour? How many times have I done that? Lord, I'll be thankful if you'll take away this problem that I have. I'll return with thanksgiving to you. He says, what am I going to do? Am I going to say, would you save me from this hour? For this cause came I into the world. So here's what I'm going to say. Father, glorify your name. That's what we each one need to do in our life, is to say, it's not so much that my thanksgiving will come if you'll do the good things for me. Father, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to glorify your name. I'd like to look at another verse in Psalms. In 66. In the 8th verse. It says, O bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praises to be heard. That sounds like Thanksgiving Day there. It says, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Last night we heard about, we want to associate bad things as coming from the devil. The Lord allows some things to come our way. And here it says, thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Thanksgiving Day is more than just, I've got a loaded table today, and I'm thankful. Here's another thanksgiving that someone brought to the Lord. They said, thank you for the valley that I walked through today. The darker the valley, the more I learned to pray. Maybe there are some things that we would never reach without having gone through the valley. It says, life can't be all sunshine or the flowers would die. The rivers would be deserts, all barren and dry. Life can't be all blessing or there'd be no need to pray. So I thank you for the valley I walked through today. And many times, if we're not careful, we'll only associate it with somebody causing us trouble. When really, it may be the Lord saying, I want to call you to myself and I'm sending you through a valley. It says, thank you for every hill I've climbed, for every time the sun didn't shine. Thank you for every lonely night that I prayed till I knew everything was all right. And I thank you for the valley that I walked through today. So does that mean that we are not allowed to come to the Lord? He told us we could. With prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We have things that we would like to see changed in our circumstances. We get that privilege. Jesus got that privilege. When he came to his Father and he said, Father, if it be possible, would you let this cup, the one that he had just given thanks for, I'm willing if it has to be, if it be possible, would you let this cup pass from me? Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. We have the privilege of coming to the Lord with that request. There is a place that we come to when we will reach this level of thanksgiving that we could get no other way. And that is in John the 14th chapter. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." There are places that we will never reach any other way than through adversity. And I need to be thankful. There is a place that we can each one come to, because maybe today everything is going well for you. Keep on drawing in air and it'll change. For every one of us, there's going to be adversity. To the young people that seem like everything is going great, keep on living. One day, adversity will come your way. And if we have not learned this lesson, then in everything, I give thanks. Then in those times, we're just down. We're not able to bring back thanks. And we lose this peace that He says He'll give us that will come no other way. To the world, peace is when everything is going perfect. To God is, everything can be going wrong and we still have peace. I want that. Amen. Philippians 4 and 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding." We won't even be able to understand, how could it come with this trouble that I'm going through? It'll do it. And I want to let it happen in my life. You remember the time when David was fleeing from his own son, Absalom? And there came a man and started cursing David. And David's followers said, "You know, there's a way to stop him from cursing. When his head's off of him, he'll stop. Just give me the word and let me go over and we'll put a stop to this." Do you remember David's reply? "The Lord hath said, curse David." The Lord has allowed this adversity to come into my life. And he had another verse that he said, "It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and requite me good for this cursing." It may be, if I'll go through this right, this thing will turn into a blessing instead of a cursing. And so he wouldn't let him go on with that. I can spend my time focused on who's doing the cursing, who's bringing trouble into my life, or I can have peace if I will say, "Thank you, Lord, for this valley. What do you have that you want me to learn from it?" There's one more verse. In Ephesians, because this has changed as I looked at it, can't take that 100% anymore. Thought it was just about got food on my table, shoes on my feet, got a good place to sleep, so I thank you. This goes to a different depth now. In Ephesians 5 and 20, it says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks always. Then, no matter what situation I'm in, no matter what happens to the economics of our country, should next year we not have this prosperity, if I will learn this lesson, I can be just as thankful next Thanksgiving as we are today when everything is plentiful. And I believe the Lord wants us all to remember that, because as we get older, things change for us. We don't have our health. Have a whole lot to be thankful for. In closing, Sister Berta's testimony has reminded me of something. A couple of years ago, I had a heart problem. And when it did, something happened in my left eye, and it just went blurry. And so I thought, well, okay, you know, you're at the age where you got to wear glasses, go in and get it checked. And when the eye doctor checked it, she said, "You've got a blood vessel that burst in the back of your eye." She said, "I can see the pool of blood." And she took the picture of it and showed it to me. Said, "You'll need an operation." And I told her then, I said, you know, she has an office in our building, and I've been there for 20 years, so I've known her, and I talked to her, and I said, "You know, we believe that God is interested in me making heaven my home, and that He will send to me things that will direct me in that direction. And so I said, I want to see what he has in this. And she said, I want to see too. Come back to me, free of charge, every 6 months. So she'd call me up even if I didn't go and say, come on in. And I went in, and she has shown me over the last couple of years the progression of what it means to trust the Lord, to put your hand in His and say, thank you for the valley that I walked through today. Because at that time my eye had blurred to the point that there was no reading. If I covered my right eye, I could see nothing but blur. And you know, then you start becoming thankful for eyesight that you used to have. Because I would think, you know, I need to really protect this other one, because if it goes, I'm going to be led around. Something that we take for granted, that we're not thankful for like we should be. I went back to her just a few weeks ago, and she checked it again. I've been noticing even myself the improvement in it. But she told me when she took the picture and she looked at it, she said, this makes me want to cry to see the improvement that has happened without medical help. It had dried up the blood vessel, which is, you couldn't hardly make a line with a red ink pen as fine as that blood vessel is. But it, she said, it's strong and healthy again. The eyesight is clearing. Well, I give thanks to the Lord for that. Well, what about tomorrow? Should it turn around? What about if the eyesight completely goes away? Will I still be thankful? That like Daniel said, I'm down here in a foreign land, but thank God you're still with me. I desire us all, let's be thankful. Not just for the good times that we have today, but should the Lord turn it around, we still have a lot to be thankful for. I desire your prayers.